This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're going to talk about Ford's Pond in this segment, an opportunity to get involved out there. And Nissa Rood, here from the Ford's Pond Committee. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how did you get involved with Ford's Pond?
Well, my husband and I moved here in September, and it just so happened to be the exact month of the grand opening of Ford's Pond. They just completed the park and the path all around the park. We had no idea. We moved to Oakland, and as a surprise, we found out after we moved that Ford's Pond was about 5 minutes from our house. So we saw it, walked around the park. It's 200 acres. We were both astonished, and we wanted to get involved right away.
Wow. Now, it's kind of rare to move and jump in so quickly, but especially with your background, you could see what a resource it is on a lot of levels.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a biologist, and so is my husband. And so when we were walking around the pond, we were really astonished by how much wildlife that was out there and also how many people were out enjoying the same situation.
And I am told that there are folks that walk around the pond every day. I've done it a few times, and the last time I was out, ran into some of the wine community folks, and it's a 7-day-a-week thing for them.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I do not do that, but kudos to everyone that does.
And so there's an opportunity that you're kind of leading for a committee to look at activities. Talk about that.
Yeah, the Friends of Ford's Pond, that I'm on the board of, we've established a new committee. It's called the Activities Committee, and I am the chair of that committee. We're looking to start really vamping up the activities that happen at Ford's Pond since the opening, and we're having our first committee meeting on September the 21st.
We're not September.
Oh, we're not September. You're right. January 21st, just coming up two Tuesdays from now.
That would be really advance notice.
Yeah, and we wouldn't get any activities done for a long time.
So coming up on the 21st of this month, what are some of the ideas you looked at so far?
Well, we've thought about enhancing that sort of exercise element, having more activities to get people out there moving and grooving. But we also want to have things available for all ages and walks of life. So thinking about things that more elderly folks could be involved in, maybe educational elements, music things, and also stuff for children.
Now, you've got also a lot of wildlife out there. Some of the pictures that people around the community post are pretty amazing.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different bird species that come through. Audubon does walks at the park monthly. The next walk is coming up the first Saturday in February. I think it's February 8th at 9 a.m. And we just really get a lot of different wildlife there, otters and beavers. So we're hoping to focus some of the programs around that as well.
Now, since you're new to the community, I'm guessing that maybe somebody on the board has showed you pictures of this, of Ford's Pond, 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's quite an astonishing difference, isn't it? We just feel really lucky to be a part of this and see and really benefit from the end result.
And kind of a unique, at least unique to this area, partnership between the Friends of Ford's Pond and the City of Sutherland, which has enabled the organization to go out and fundraising, look for grants at different levels. Some grants that the city wouldn't be able to get, and vice versa, and then add those all together with a few delays along the way and a pandemic and all of that. It's really changed from a few years ago, from the first time I went out there.
Yeah, we're really kind of cooking with gas now, I would say. A lot of elements have fallen together on no small part to the hard work that's been done by Friends of Ford's Pond and the city. A lot of those bricks have fallen into place, quite literally, to have that park open now and the path completely finished around it. And so now we're really starting to settle into our place and bring people to the park that maybe wouldn't have otherwise been able to go.
And one of the elements to that, because there's a lot of great walking areas around Douglas County, but especially if you go out early enough in the morning, is just how quiet it is.
Yeah, it's a really special place.
it's just, you know, most places you go, you'll hear there's got to be some road noise nearby or something. But it's just kind of astonishing how quiet it is, yet not that far away from a neighborhood and a lot of other things as well. So you stumbled across it. How did you find out about it?
You know, we just drove south on onto 138 to get into Sutherland, and so happened to see that brown sign that says Ford's Pond Community Park. And I think we had maybe seen it on the map, but it wasn't mapped out in its incompleteness. And so we were just really surprised how big it is and how many amenities they have at that location. It just makes it really great for us to start this activities committee to bring more people in. I like to call it the hidden gem of Sutherland.
Well, and even though it's in Sutherland, it's also unique because you're attracting folks from a lot farther away.
Yeah, we get people from all over, and I get to have conversations with them when I walk around the park. Everyone is really happy and surprised by what they find there.
All right, so if somebody wants to get involved, find out more, of course, there is the Friends of Ford's Pond website, but what's the time and place for your meeting?
It is at the Sutherland Community Center from 6 to 8, and that's on, not September, January 21st.
All right, Nissa Rood from the Friends of Ford's Pond. Thanks for coming in.
Yep, and you can find out more about us at friendsoffordspond.org.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.